Terry and Ross, you want to give kind of just a brief overview?
Okay, so I'll make this quick, because I know you all want to drink. Okay, so I think Harry really gave a wonderful presentation that helps us bridge today and what we hope to do tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to start out by having three or four presentations that are really, in many ways, real-life case studies or applications that thinking through a systems lens might be useful. And based on those case studies, we're going to have you go into breakout groups, and I believe that you all have the instructions on where you're supposed to go to help us think about some of the variables and pathways and data issues, as well as modeling issues that might go into this matrix. This is designed to be just a template for, to help you, you know, with your discussion in your small groups. Obviously, for each of the levels that are delineated in the matrix, there are many, many variables that could potentially be relevant. So you're supposed to be as expansive as possible and encourage you to think outside the box, both in terms of empirically observed information that you think might be relevant, as well as, you know, hypothetical ones, even for variables that for which we don't have the data right now, but that in theory could be relevant. So before I let you go to have your drinks, I'm going to just maybe say somewhat similar things as what Harry did, but in a slightly different language to kind of get your juices flowing tonight after the drinks, and something to sleep on, and you know that will hopefully help you prepare for tomorrow's discussion. I think one of the things that might be helpful as you think about how you fill in the matrix tomorrow is to think about, you know, what would an ideal world be, right? If we don't want to stop economic development, if we don't want to put a halt, you know, to all the modern conveniences that we all enjoy, how can we grow as a society or develop as a society in a wiser and healthier way? Okay, so if you start thinking about the sort of ideal images or solutions, okay, to our ills, societal ills and individual ills, what are the things that we have to do to get there? And in order to answer that question, you may then go one step further and ask yourselves, what is the kind of research, what is the new generation of research or evidence that we have to do and collect in order to answer the question of how we can all help society develop in a wiser and healthier way? And keep in mind that, you know, solutions for obesity may not be obesity specific at all, right? So it's I say that to really kind of further emphasize our hope that y'all really think outside the box as you work on the matrix tomorrow. And, you know, I think whether it's a statistical modeling or systems modeling, these are really tools, okay, that we're going to use as a means to an end to help develop and build this ideal world, ideal society. And maybe in the case of systems modeling, it could be useful in helping us generate some new and novel hypotheses that might make us or, give us a a reason to go out there and collect certain data on certain variables that we don't normally see in the literature. So keep that in mind. A second point is, I think, something we haven't really talked about as a field, even for those of us who worked for a long time in obesity or in systems, which is, what are the interconnections across levels? Okay, perhaps those factors are the social silences that Harry referred to. I'm not sure, okay, but give it some thought. You know, what are those the connections that you know, say if you were, like Ralph was talking about building modular, you know, models, right? Agent-based models at different levels, and then eventually he wants to be able to connect those modules. How do you go about doing that? You know, what are the factors or pathways that we need to be explicit about in order to connect those different levels? I think that's a very, very interesting question. And then finally, Harry referred to this as well, and Diane is going to actually address this more tomorrow, right? Which is, you know, this whole idea of knowledge translation. So what are the variables? So if you think about knowledge translation as a systems problem in itself, you know, what are the variables that moderate or mediate, you know, the connection from knowledge to action and from action back to knowledge, okay? And so this is not just listing a hierarchy of factors that lead to the problem, which is obesity, but it's to actually think about the cycle of knowing what may be explanatory for obesity and turning that knowledge into some kind of action steps, but the implementation of that knowledge into action is a whole different ballgame. And what are some of the variables that actually moderate and mediate that process? And then once the action takes place, kind of like what Harry was talking about, and you know, actually doing the evaluation of that action, feeding back to knowledge, what actually makes that process successful? So those are the sort of three broad questions I'd like you to think about overnight and keep in mind for tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have a be able to continue this conversation, but kind of take it to an even higher level than what we have been doing today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We worked hard, but we play hard also. So welcome for a cocktail. I think it's served at the same place that you had lunch. And you don't even have to talk work if you don't want to. So 8 o'clock tomorrow, though. Bye.